previously on Two Up and Overloaded. We came across a bizarre creature that kind of reminded us of humans, but in a not so flattering way. But now, as we make our way to another area of the Labuk Bay Proboscis Monkey Reserve in East Malaysia, we were warned about another type of monkey there, the macaques.
These guys look really vicious.
Because we were about to find out that unlike the proboscis monkeys, these guys definitely want what they want.
I think he wants us to see the flowers.
He wants my flowers.
These are romantic monkeys.
No. Not my face reflection. No.
Hey everyone, nice to have you here. We are Tim
and Marissa Notier.
I ride in the front
and I'm in the rear.
We travel the world and we pack too much gear.
Oh, all the places we'll go.
Through rain and through sleet and through mud and through snow.
Oh, all the things we'll see.
We've been to a country or two.
Or three. Oh, all the fun we've had.
To have you along would make us real glad.
So give us a like and
hit subscribe to join us along our epic ride.
So we got back on the motorcycle and we went from platform A to platform B.
Okay, so apparently it is not a good idea to leave our motorcycle here while we go to platform B, and the reason why is because of the macaques. They say that they try to steal things. We have everything kind of like tied down, but that they will tear things apart and bite them. They'll bite our boots and they'll take our socks and, you know, anything that they possibly can to see what's inside. And so they said we should ride it over to platform B and there will be more cars and more people and the macaques will be less likely to mess with our stuff. So what are you gonna do? I can't argue with that. So we gotta put all our gear on and go. We're not? Okay, well we're gonna at least take things apart.
It was all of like a 3 minute ride. And so
yeah, it wasn't very far, but people told us, do not leave your motorcycles here. And we're like, why? I mean, everything's fine. We don't have very much stuff. They're like, no, the monkeys are going to come and they're going to steal your stuff. And we said, nope, we have these awesome little Moscow Moto things that lock and everything's secured onto the bike. And they said, they will tear into it. They will bite it. They will tear it apart. Don't leave your motorcycle here. Bring it to platform B, where there are more people and there's a bigger parking lot, and then there's less likely to be monkeys to tear apart your stuff. And we were like, okay, what can you do?
We're going like this.
Yep. Most of the gear, some of the time.
Anytime we get on the bike and we're not fully geared up, we get some comments to say,
yes.
You know, oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't ride without gloves, sometimes people say.
I know.
This is a very short distance and we're not taking anything too lightly because we are definitely all the gear all the time. Yeah. We travel around these really hot portions of the world fully geared, sweating bullets, but the protection is definitely safety first, if you will. But for this 3 minute ride, please give us a little bit of grace period. We rode in our t-shirt.
Yeah, I know, we're risk takers.
Oh yeah, rebels. I felt like James Dean cruising along on my KTM.
Great.
We survived.
We did.
Now we got to platform B.
Now platform B is where it's at when it comes to Labuk Bay, because it has a full on like establishment there. Yeah. They have a restaurant. They have actually a little museum. They have a place where they're making all of this food that they give out to the proboscis monkeys. Since the reserve is so small that it does not provide enough food for them, they have to supplement it,
yeah,
such as the pancakes. that we covered in the last episode.
And as soon as we got onto the main kind of area of the master feeding deck, if you will, there were like little Curious Georges hanging out everywhere.
Oh my gosh, they're just sticking their heads up over the stairs as if they were people just sitting there, like, yep, yeah. Just chilling on
like,
the
what
stoop.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on over there? A lot of you guys, what's going on, you know?
It was too cute.
It was super cute.
And these proboscis monkeys have such strange features, not just their face, their, you know, noses and
everything.
Their bellies, but their hands. I cannot get over their hands. Yeah. They're so weird.
Super cute, but super kind of creepy,
it's
too.
It's kind of creepy, yeah.
It's like, you know, like werewolf hands.
Yeah. Like someone on Halloween in a costume,
yeah,
hands.
For sure. Like Spirit Halloween store gloves that are like, well, those are cheesy, but
but they're also kind
but
of
they're,
scary.
They're pretty scary.
Oh, is that him?
Then there was this little old man that had the yum yum snacks, and he was going to the platform. He had bananas, you know? And we turned the corner, and he starts setting up on the ledge to feed hornbills.
The man with the bananas is heading over here.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen a hornbill. It's on all of their promotions. Oh my gosh, there it is.
Yeah, so he was not going to feed the proboscis monkeys at this moment. He was actually putting out these bananas. Apparently proboscis monkeys don't eat bananas. Crazy.
Mind blown, but hornbills.
But hornbills love them.
Yeah.
And so these are wild birds, gorgeous, super iconic. We've been hoping to see these for a very long time. They were being fed.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not awesome. But in that moment, I was so excited to see them.
And this was a good blend, and I'm not just making up excuses, but it was a good blend of where man and nature meet more harmoniously than some other like zoo type settings where there's actual cages.
Yes.
This was a natural nature reserve, and
yes,
the hornbills flew there on their own.
It did feel very harmonious. And the hornbills are so beautiful. They have, of course, these giant horns on their
bill.
They also have these amazing eyelashes.
Yeah.
What?
They are Vogue. They are. And I think it's the males too. Usually the males are like the pretty ones, kind of.
They are the pretty ones in the bird world.
This is true.
They all had eyelashes.
Yeah, and I cannot stand, sorry for all of our viewers, but I can't stand fake eyelashes that are like these two like brooms coming out of people's heads. But on these birds, it was quite cute.
It was amazing.
It did look like just someone had taken fake eyelashes,
yes,
and put them on these birds for...
It looked very weird.
Yeah.
And in fact, eyelashes on birds is extremely rare. They only happen a couple of times. There's ostriches, emus, penguins, and then these hornbills. So it's a very bizarre thing. The hornbill is actually Malaysia's national bird, and with good reason. They are amazing. In order to support their heavy heads, hornbills have much thicker and stronger necks than most birds. It's also believed that if a hornbill flies over your home, that is a sign of good fortune.
So these monkeys were like little Tony Hawks and, you know, parkour dudes running around like a jungle gym, if you will.
But not even as graceful as Tony Hawk. They're like their own unique type of movements.
Yeah, when they jump.
Like a child that's trying too hard to jump and is like, wah!
Yeah. The females were super cute with their little Husu noses.
The Cindy. Whoville.
Whoville. Cindy who? But the males, they're not so flattering.
Yeah, their noses are a bit extreme.
Yeah, it's just a lot of nose.
Yeah. But the girls must love it.
Yeah, the bigger the nose.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
So after all that monkeying around, we were hungry, and there was that restaurant right there, so we decided to eat some food. I don't know what it is about you, but you like to flatten your food out before you eat it.
Yeah.
Flat food.
Flat food.
I'm a flat food fan. Most of you do too.
I don't do this.
No, most of them.
Oh, yeah. But do you think there are other people that are like you? And I'm not so sure.
there's flat earthers. Okay. And then there's flat eaters.
Yes, and if you are a flat eater, please let us know if you flatten your food, because I'm skeptical that there are other people
DuckTales,
like that.
DuckTales, people eating mounds of food?
Comment below if you flatten your food. Who eats mounds of food? No one.
No, you flatten it down. It's more temperature control for all of your food.
That's true.
That's math behind this.
I never thought of that.
Yes.
Engineering.
Pi. Flat.
Yeah.
Math.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I did what you gotta do in this type of weather and just soaked my head. I soaked this thing. Oh. Feels better already.
Oh, you buddy.
So as we were leaving the Labuk Bay Proboscis Monkey Reserve, we thought, oh, this is gonna be the end of our day. Got all geared up. It was a zillion degrees, but we were ready for it.
Yeah.
And in order to get out, we had to pass by Platform A again.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the guy at the exit.
And as we did, there were a whole bunch of cars there and people messing around with monkeys. And
There were monkeys everywhere. Now, these were different monkeys than the proboscis monkeys. These are the macaques. And the macaques are very mischievous.
Yeah, they're like the evil monkeys. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I like all monkeys, but these are like the little kind of bratty, like skate or die punk.
They do have that little like mohawk sometimes. Yeah. They were all over the cars. They were definitely going through the trash bins, pulling everything out. Yeah, when the people told us not to leave the motorcycle there at Platform A, they were not kidding because these monkeys were so naughty. Yeah.
We don't want any monkeys messing around with our stuff.
They were not that nice when you got too close.
Yeah.
They were pretty vicious and they made it known that they were not happy to have us near them.
They are not friendly. These guys look really vicious. One just totally made a hostile move towards Tim, baring his teeth and everything. Maybe they don't like our helmets.
Yeah, they bare their teeth, and they look, you know, like this is the first Planet of the Apes movie, like before they got super intelligent, but they were, you know, like they're getting aggressive. I can see where this plot is going. Short amount of time span, the macaques are our leaders. But and it should be the proboscis, even though
it should. But
they're a peaceful
race.
Yes.
We realized that taking the helmets off really helped because having helmets on, they did not like that.
No.
I don't know if our heads were just too big.
Big-headed.
What it was that they didn't like that.
Big-headed Americans. No one likes big-headed Americans.
They kind of have an obsession with helmets in general. because as we were taking pictures of them, we made some friends there, you know, there were other people taking pictures, and we started going on the boardwalk a little bit. I had my helmet with me because I didn't want to leave it on the motorcycle because, you know, they're going to go onto the motorcycle and try to get the helmet. So I carried it with me, but this one monkey in particular really wanted my helmet.
Sneaky. He wants my flowers.
These are romantic monkeys.
That monkey really wanted my helmet.
It is a really nice helmet.
It is. It's my favorite helmet I've ever had. I absolutely love that helmet. But
TK 1200 transitional lens.
Yes.
Made out of just
so light,
space
carbon.
Age light. Oh, this monkey knew. This monkey was a Klein fan. So just as a general warning, because this place is on our tour that we are doing, our motorcycle tour, our motorcycle monkey tour of beautiful Borneo, be careful when you're here with us.
Yeah.
Because they will steal your stuff. So we are super excited. If you have Shoei helmets, we can test to see if the monkey prefers Klein over Shoei or so Sherbert. True. I think that's not a helmet.
Schubert.
Sherbert on your head on a hot day.
That'd be excellent.
Would be nice, but not, I don't think it's IDOT approved.
But you should definitely check out our tour. We have a website page devoted to it because it's brand new, and we're super excited to be hosting some of you guys to ride with us through the island of Borneo. So check it out in the link in the description below. I bet when we go back, we're going to find this exact same monkey that was after my helmet.
Bam. So we left fully satisfied for that day.
Yeah.
It was an amazing, amazing experience in this little reserve for beautiful birds, monkeys, you know, naughty ones, good ones. Really, really cool. We rode back out and we got back to Sandakan,
which is a beautiful city. The sun was kind of going down as we came into the city. And that evening, we walked over to the oceanfront area, which of course has set up with all of these little night market stalls and food stalls. You've got to love the street food of Malaysia.
Yeah.
And the sun was setting behind the ocean. And this woman had these bubbles, and there were just bubbles all over the ocean breeze, like floating around. It was gorgeous.
It was really, really pretty. Just a beautiful moment to end a really, really nice day. We are absolutely loving this part of the world. So anybody from this region, you know, we want to thank you all for your hospitality, the generosity and the kindness and the open arms of friendship. So a specific shout out and thank you to you.
And you, the Malaysian people. Next time, we head to Semporna.
So, this is the city of Semporna,
a tourist hotspot on the coast of eastern Sabah.
Island hopping.
Take a trip with me.
But along the way, more mirror issues. But that will all be in the next episode. So thank you so much for watching this video. I hope you liked it. If you did, please give us a big thumbs up and hit the subscribe button below.
Ding, ding.
And if Patreon is your thing, please check out our Patreon link in the description below. For as little as $1 a month, you get early access to our videos, ad-free, and a postcard sent to you from wherever we are in the world.
This is true.
So please check out our Patreon link in the description below. And we'll be seeing you next time.
Stay safe, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.